it or no? Or some, do they fake, do they edit their body?
Bro, y'all used to getting to know my aunt, bro.
Okay. Alright, we start. No, time out. Time out. Yo.
Hey, she working on her English, though. I'll tell you that.
Yo.
She working on her English.
Alright, I told you he wasn't going to be mad about that.
Why would I get mad?
I told you, Jock.
She's so fine.
Oh, damn. Jock's out
here. See, you're not the first person to tell me that, bro.
Jock's out here killing.
Bro, I had to tell her.
Roger
every one of my aunts, somebody has said something about
me. Dude, so Ron messed up and showed me all of them. And they're all gorgeous, man.
What?
Every single one of them. They're all gorgeous.
They all light skin.
They really had me rethinking my choices in women right now as we speak.
Yeah, bro. I was like,
I think we need to go to Miami.
Are you mad, bro? Are you mad?
No.
Oh, okay.
What would I get?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Very few things make me angry, bro. And you probably will never know what makes me angry.
That's what he said. That's what he said in the car.
Yeah. I was like, Ron's in his own world. We don't know, like, we have no idea. We'll never know what makes Ron angry. But you know why? We'll never know what makes Ron angry? Because when you get to eat this rich, amazing food.
There's no reason to be angry.
There's no reason to be angry, bro. Jock's got a to-go plate right here as we speak.
I'm almost done.
When you turn up that rice, the macaroni.
Look at this. No, I'm a little worried. I've never seen purple potatoes, bro. What is that?
Beets.
Oh, goodness.
You ever had beets?
No, I've not.
Beets is the greatest source of sugar.
Oh, for like glucose and everything like that?
Yeah, beets is a good source of sugar, bro. Beets is great, man. That's why it's purple. It's not purple food coloring. It's beets.
Oh, man.
I know you're like, bro, why is this purple?
Random facts, though. Did you know that, like... McDonald's McCafe shakes or any McDonald's shakes for the coloring, like the Shamrock shake.
No, which I never eat or drink.
You never had the Shamrock shake?
No, because it's like a mint flavoring, isn't it?
It does taste.
You don't like mint?
I don't like mint flavoring.
No. But it tastes like
mint brownie.
I like mint gum. That's it.
It tastes like some people say it tastes like toothpaste. But what I found out is that their food coloring or any food coloring, but at McDonald's, it's actually made from crushed beetles. Believe it or not, that's what I heard. So that's what I heard. And
that's what white trash eats. Shamrock shakes.
He said white trash.
Bro, I had one like 4 years ago. It was all right.
Yeah, that's why you left it in the past. 4 years ago.
Yeah, man, I gotta let that go. I like how Ron...
Sorry, I drank one 4 years ago.
Too. So you like how what?
Yeah.
I was saying, I like how Ron just came out from jump. So now that that's established already, you guys might be related someday. I don't know. You and Jock, I don't know. What? Jock, that would make Jock your uncle.
What the fuck, bro?
Bro, I know all of my moms on my mother's side, all of her sisters, people find attractive.
Yeah,
that's something I've dealt with my whole life, bro. So,
Ron, we've been friends for how long, Ron? We're going back to the Maple days, right? So 2011, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going on 8 years.
Absolutely,
8 years. 8 years, Ron waits to tell me about it.
8 years, I wait till you guys come over and eat some Haitian food. Sure y'all were wondering, bro, do you have parents?
I told your mom, I don't think your mom understood me. I forgot Ron even had parents. And she goes, oh.
That's what you said?
Yeah, I did.
That's funny.
I was waiting for an opportunity, bro.
Like, we went to, where did we go? We went to Temple, yep. And I went to Ron's house. To like print off my tickets, yo. Like I thought Ron was the only child, but then I see his brother sitting at the edge of the steps, just looking at me. And I was like, who the fuck is? This dude looks just like Ron.
Nah, bro. Hey, I'm glad y'all came out. I'm glad y'all was able to experience my family.
Oh, we need
my
we need
Haitian
more.
Culture, my Caribbean culture. Jock said he trying to get on that culture.
Probably.
I said I might have to switch cultures by the time I leave.
Yeah. Jock's going to erase all his tattoos.
This is just a sample of what we are, bro. I'm glad you was able to try the food, bro. Yeah, obviously, you're enjoying it right now, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he brought it.
I had two plates.
I hope your mother's enjoying it.
I think she is, man. I think she will. My mom likes food like that. We used to go to, when I used to get Jamaican food, I used to go to G's Jamaican Cuisine down off of... was it Troost? Like 72nd and Troost? So,
yep, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
My grandma stays on 78th. Now, there are a lot of similarities between Jamaican and Haitian food.
Really?
You know, I'm not knocking Jamaican food.
Yeah, but, I taste it, but I think that there's more like, not as many like spice. It's a different kind of a spice that they use.
Rice and beans is a staple of Caribbean food. Okay. No matter what, whether it's Barbados, Jamaican, Haitian, Puerto Rican, rice and beans is where it's at. Mm.
All those women sound amazing. Not gonna lie, man. Ron, listen, man. Listen, I'm probably gonna have to relocate out of the Northland. I'm gonna just go where I'm celebrated, bro. Mm.
Absolutely. Go where you celebrate, man. Like, bro, today is when I realized what that meant, like, to heart.
Explain, Ron.
Go where you are celebrating, bro.
Explain, Ron. Preach. This is...
Bro.
Preach. First of all, time out. This is Ron's... It's Ron's 27th birthday. Hey. Happy birthday to my guy, Ron.
I appreciate that,
man. 8 years going. I told myself this is going to be... We're going to give you a platform... And plus, people want to hear what you have to say because you say a lot of funny shit. So
not necessarily, man. But like, I mean,
go ahead, bro.
This is what you've been saying, bro. Now today it hit me, bro. Like, damn, this is what they're talking about. Go where you celebrate, bro. Where your family is, where your friends are, where your home is. That's where you're celebrating, man.
Like, yeah.
Don't worry about why the girl at Firefly doesn't like you. Don't worry why the girl at Yard Bar doesn't like you.
Oh, goodness.
Don't worry why the girl at Steak and Shake don't like you. Go where you're celebrating, man. Go where you are celebrating, bro. Friends, family, that's where it's at, man. And that's why I'm glad y'all was able to come and show me that today, man. Like,
oh, man. Yo,
now I finally realized what you're talking about, bro.
Yo, man, that's... It took me a while to realize that, you know? And am I open? I'm not like one of those guys, but listen, let me just say this. If you're fellas, I bring this to fellas because I put the onus on us to do certain things. But if you're 24, I say this, if you're 25 and up and you're still talking about, listen, I want to keep my circle small, but you're openly saying that, listen, stop doing that. Nobody cares if you want to keep your circle small. No one cares. Look, I'm open. Look, I know who my friends are. I'm aware of who my friends are. I'm not going to sit there and go, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting any more friend applications. I don't trust people.
Who fucking says that?
Dude, listen, I know some people that say things like that.
What if you meet somebody that you like?
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
That's going against everything that you've like said, right?
But you're just like, nah, man, I don't want to fucking meet anybody ever again. That's hilarious.
Like, no, because you never know who you're going to meet. Like, I met a dude last night. We're about to get into last night. We're about to do a recap of what happened.
Recap.
Man, you missed out on that, dude.
Yeah.
No, you didn't miss out. It was entertaining.
Fuck.
Met a guy last night, man. Jake. Shout out to Jake, man. Jake from Ale House. That's who put his name in as in my phone. And he was cool, bro. You know? Shout out to Jazz. Tia, I don't think she had that good of a time. That was a little girl. I call her the Tasmanian Devil. She was lit. I'm not sure if she got kicked out or what, but she had to leave. But you go out, you kick it with certain people. Man, it's okay to have, like, other friends, man. But I do have, like, a core group of friends that I rock with. Like, that I kind of... And everybody's treated a little bit differently. And I get that, man. You're not going to be everyone's favorite in their own group. But I know that, like, in my group of friends, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a brotherhood. So... That's how I treat it as such. Even when we go out. And I don't go out worrying about, to be honest with you, no dude should go out worrying about, like, females and, like, because girls don't worry about that. So, you know, it makes no sense to go out and go, oh, man, like, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to get these chicks. I'm going to take these chicks home. You don't know what these
take
girls
are. Honestly,
bro,
I don't.
Bro, as we get older, don't you find yourself like, okay, who cares?
Yeah, it's not I started feeling that way around, like, maybe 25.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure when we was 21, it's like, oh, man, I got to dance with the finest girl. Yeah. I got to get the finest girl's number.
Yes, bro.
You remember that, bro? At 21 years old, we were like, no, I got to get her number.
Well,
and I look at us now, we're like, okay, and we'll see her the same day, lonely as fuck. all by herself in the corner.
Yo, I'm telling you, Ron, Ron is tipsy. I saw Ron had some rum and coke today.
Nigga, hey.
Ron's got some Sonic. He's got a brew with some ice cream on it.
Threat.
Courtesy
of his sister. Shout out to Ron's sister. But I noticed that last night, though, too, man. Like, I don't... You put the kind of pressure on yourself to dance with the finest chick. Well, then... And if you don't, then you feel discouraged. Like, you just go out and have a good time. I don't think women go out with the intent of, like, trying to, like, go out and, like, we gotta pull some guys tonight. That's too easy.
We gotta suck some dick tonight.
Yeah, we gotta, girls, we're gonna do this and this. And then, like, they go out to have fun, and then that's when the dudes come up to them. Now, what I said a couple podcasts ago, a lot of these dudes are scared to approach these women, bro. I've seen it.
Absolutely,
I've seen it Friday night with Jock. I've seen it Saturday night with you. Not with you or you. I'm saying, like, when I was with you guys, I'm looking at the guys just going, I wonder what's going on here.
You're light skinned. Why don't you go up and talk to
them? Yeah, like.
No offense to light skinned. Yeah, like. Still, you know what I mean?
Like, bro, you're more than capable. Remember, okay, so, like, I was dancing with, like, this blonde chick.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it was a little skinny blonde girl. I'm sure she might have did some bumps of coke in the bathroom prior, but, you know, it is. So just, you know, her, she was spinning around. She hit me in the face.
She hit you in the face? How?
Like, she was spinning. And, like, when she accidentally hit me in the face.
She did a spinaroni, bro?
No.
Booker T?
It's a spinaroni.
They were doing salsa moves.
They were doing, like, yeah, something crazy. And
you always get hit in the face.
Bro, didn't
you remember last time?
Bro, remember that girl poked me in the eye?
When she guy drive?
Yes, dude. Like, she
poked you?
No, yes. Like, on purpose.
She was like this?
Yes. Bro, what? Like, so I'm sitting there. She comes up. I'm talking to her. She just goes, like, literally just, like, puts her finger out. And goes, boom. And I'm like, yo, what is wrong
bitch.
With you? Yeah.
That's when it's okay to call a girl a bitch.
Bro, that hurt. Then she came up and apologized.
You physically assaulted me.
Yeah. I was like, where's the Me Too at when I need them, man? That hurt.
Yeah, literally, facts. Me Too.
Not Me Too, but whoever deals with women assaulting men, yeah, probably nobody.
Absolutely.
But
yeah, bro.
Jock's all, look at this. Jock's guy. He wants leftovers for his leftovers.
Yes, bro.
Look at this guy, man.
It's just like any other food. You don't leave it for too long, bro.
But no, man, they.
Hey, Ron, can I grab a beer?
Yeah.
They didn't do. They went.
I got one down here if you want.
I don't think they did lines of coke, but the girl did. So, anyways, I'm dancing with the girl. Nick Chubb is eating tonight, bro. Look at this guy. So, imagine when Kareem Hunt comes back.
What if they make it to the playoffs and then they got a fresh Kareem Hunt?
Look, they got it. Look, they're going to have to go through Baltimore. Baltimore looks like the best team, for real.
Yeah.
They look like the best team tonight, or today.
AFC North?
Even though they lost
they're
tonight.
Right, they lost. What the fuck are you talking
in
about?
In the AFC North.
Thanks, bro. Oh, yeah, of course.
My uncle brought them beers. Hey, shout out to my Uncle Fritz. I know damn well you don't listen. Because he's like a generation above us. But still, you came out, you showed out, like always. Met my dude Jock, met my dude Christian.
Yeah.
Did you meet Fritz with the dreads?
No.
Probably gone back.
No, okay.
Bro, he's funny as shit.
Yeah, he's funny as hell, bro. He was telling the stories about how he used to run the Northland back in his days.
Yeah, he was like, he used to go to Westport and shit. Right? They were all the same team, bro.
Yeah, that was
as you were saying, my man.
No, you're good. I don't even remember what I was talking about. See, this is what happens when you get old. You're late 20s. Things start slipping your mind.
Bro,
and you move on to other things.
Absolutely, you start creeping towards 30, man. You start.
Oh, yes. The girl. I know what it was. The girl I was dancing with. So I don't think she did a line of coke. I was joking, but she started dancing with me, right? So then she stops. Then she started dancing on a dude right next to me,
what?
But the dude, like, backed up. So then it's like, well, maybe he had a girlfriend. Trust me, he didn't have a girlfriend. But I'm just noticing, man, like, more dudes don't take their shots because they're just afraid. Like, most guys, I'm not saying all.
Maybe that dude thought that you were his, like, y'all were together.
Maybe. But still, like, I just think that a lot of guys are, most guys... And women wonder why, because they don't want to be approached, but they want to be approached by a certain dude. But, like, not any guy can just come up and shoot their shot.
Absolutely.
Dude, how are you supposed to read your mind?
Like, you're not. Bro, you just got to go, man. You just got to go for it.
I'm not much of a mind reader myself, man. I understand.
Oh, speaking. So I matched with this girl on.
Yeah, this is funny.
I matched with this girl on Bumble? Matched with her. And, like, I meet her. She's cool, whatever. So I can't move because, like, there's so many people around me at Ale House, right? It was her sister's birthday. Girls' night. The girls I showed you the picture of, right?
Yep.
Bro, so look at Baker Mayfield balling out. Look at, wow.
No.
So so the girl, I'm sitting there. I think, was Dexter there at Ale House?
Yep.
Okay.
My brother?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So that's who I was talking to. I thought I was talking to you. I'm talking to Dexter about something. We're
your
just like
brother's 21.
Yeah, Des is like 22, isn't he?
Yeah. You never met my brother?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Dex. So I'm talking to Dexter about something. The girl comes up to me, wasn't even paying attention. She comes up, taps me on the shoulder and goes, "Hey, I'm sorry, but I don't want to be rude, but this is girls' night."
Stop right there. Time out.
Go ahead.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
One, do I care? Two, no, I don't give a fuck. Three, what does that have to do with me?
Right, bro.
Four, this is a public fucking house, a public place. That's, bro, when you told me about that, that irritated me, and I had nothing to do with it.
If that was me, I would have been like, okay, cool. Like, you're ugly anyway. I didn't really want to match with you. You're disappointing in person.
Like,
I just can't walk away.
I would let it go out the whistle.
I'm actually going to be a referee for Halloween this year. I need to get all the code. I'm telling you, it's going to be dope. But I was like, yo, like, well, I was like, I'm looking, and Dexter kind of looked at me like, what just happened? And I'm like, I don't know, but I got to get away from her. Like, I was like, I wasn't even paying attention to her. I'm talking to Dexter, minding my own business. And she comes up and goes, it's girls' night. I was like, wow, okay. Bro, so after that, I was like, yo, I'm done. And I was like, I'm not even trying to, like, I was like, first off, you came to see me. Like, I was already at L House already. You're asking me where I was at, and I told you.
I would have been like, have fun, man. Like, the fuck?
That's all I wanted to do.
Absolutely, man. But, hey, you was able to get over it. You didn't strut over it.
No. Stress over
it.
No,
you weren't worrying about it. You didn't fret. Who cares?
No. Move on with I just thought it was funny because it's just, I was just like,
time out.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I was like, okay. Thanks for that. Okay, like whatever. So that was interesting. Jock, you got anything to say, man? Anything to add on? Just.
I wish I was there, bro. I'm just listening. I wish I would decide to go out Saturday instead of Friday.
Yeah.
Because that kind of fucking pissed me off. Because it was like, it was just nobody in there. Like, I feel like there was no good-looking girls at all.
Let's talk. So, get this. So, I told Jock on the way here, I said, dude, maybe this is just how I feel.
Yeah.
KC on Fridays are not, it's not lit, bro. It just isn't. It's just not.
No, man, it's dead,
it's just
bro.
Not. It's just, it really, that's why I keep calling it amateur hour. And people are telling me, they're like, what are you talking about? You're just hating. Listen, you've seen it. Ron, I've been telling you for years. And when I finally said, Ron, look at the people that go out Friday, look at the people that go out Saturday. Look at the people that go out
bro,
Saturday.
It's a
and you
stark
see
difference.
It. It's way different. Even on at Power and Light, which I don't want to go back to.
Yes, I'm glad.
I don't want to go there. You see the difference there too. Like, it's not the same. So me, I get off work. I just got done doing a podcast with my friend Nick. I picked Jock up. I'm already dressed up. I got boots on, my jeans and my extendo tees, right? By the way, I got the extendo tees from builtbasics.com if that's where you guys are wondering where I got them. Promo code willing to go ham. I'm joking. But so Jock comes out with like a jogging suit. So that told me right there. That I was like, that is KC Fridays in a nutshell. Yeah. Right there.
Facts.
Right there.
Facts,
that is
bro.
Now
facts.
Here's the thing.
It's raining.
Was it raining? It was sprinkling.
It's drizzling, man,
bad.
Bro.
Now I'm only speaking on what I've experienced. There may be more to do on Fridays in KC that I don't know about. So I'm just speaking on from what I see. So if you guys know of anything better, let me know.
Leave a comment. So we know where to go on.
Yeah,
Friday.
So I can stop being such a quote-unquote hater. So we go out, like I said, and I told Jock, like, I'm not going to make it a priority to go out on Fridays. I already watch my brother's games. I do all that. I literally do that, eat with the fam, go home.
Absolutely.
That's
bro.
All I do. Like, that's all there is to do here. Now, in Vegas, again, I'm not comparing KC and Vegas. I'm just comparing my time when I was there. On a Tuesday, it was lit. And that was in that song, On a Tuesday. That song that just come out at that time. So I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm just saying. Like, Fridays are not lit for me. For me, at K. Unless somebody can show me differently. True. Show me differently. Because I know they got some private parties out there at Briarcliff. What? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they got some private parties out there. One night. I've heard stories.
Fridays is not it, man. In KC.
Well, okay. It could be.
But we don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but so I want...
Maybe the parlor.
You don't have to... Yeah, I mean, Parlor's always cool, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Maybe DJ
Six. I know you remember the Parlor, Jock.
Which night? What?
I know you got good memories of the Parlor, bro.
What do you... Oh.
You, Lawrence.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, with the girls doing the worm in the basement.
Bro, girls doing the worm.
Oh, and that girl... That girl, Jay. Let's say Jay.
She's just not going to listen to this, but we'll say it. We'll just say Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anybody.
I was thrown off when she had on like safari shorts and like a tourist flannel.
Bro, she was a lesbian. I didn't know until after she stopped talking.
Oh, snap! I got a Bumble notification. Oh. I wonder what happened.
Well, you got a match.
Well, let's see. Nah, I didn't get a match.
Yeah,
you ever get a Bumble match and be like, no, it's too good to be true. It must be fake.
Well, so again, what I realize about Bumble, women are terrible at breaking the ice.
Yeah.
Like it's funny, like whenever, like most of the time, like if you match with them, they'll be like, one girl asked me like, so if you had a choice to be on an island, what's three things you'd bring with you? Is this really what we're going to talk about on a dating website? How about this?
Why is this important?
Please, let's not.
Yeah, let's not do this right now. Like,
bro, I used to be real mean to girls on Tinder.
You say? Just get straight to the point.
What changed, bro?
I'll tell you what changed. Jock's going back to his old self, man. We're getting the notorious GOC. I never even did a proper introduction. So here on the podcast, of course, I got the birthday boy, Ron. I think I already said that already, but of course I have... The notorious GOC.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
The notorious GOC.
AKA Mr. 27.
I'm a fun guy.
I'm trying to be a fun guy.
Yeah. Damn, see, I hate deviating from what we were talking about. It's okay, though. Oh, yeah, Fridays in KC. Yeah, listen, if Fridays are fun here, if somebody's listening, they're like, what the hell? There's this and this and this to do. Let me hear what it is, and I'll determine if I want to do it.
There's somebody like, what the hell, man? You can go to a fucking museum. Man.
Oh, boy. Look, you tell me that to my face, I'm going
to
punch you.
Let me get a nice date to go to a museum.
Yeah, I would. Well, I
wouldn't
mind
that.
You know what?
I'm not going by myself.
I would go to a museum. I would go once. Just to see what it's like, so I could be like well cultured in it. I'm like, yo, this is the Picasso.
From the 16th century.
I don't think we.
I'm not good to museum, bro.
Really? The Nelson Atkins is pretty. It's pretty lit, bro.
I'd rather not do that.
Okay. Well, somebody's like, what about Uptown?
I'll go to an escape room, bro. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's better than a fucking.
Halloween's coming up. West Bottoms has the haunted house.
Yeah,
those have the haunted houses they got. I've never. Oh, the what's it called?
Scary.
Edge of Hell.
They're scary. Those are scary. I don't know if I'm just being a bitch, but I think those are.
Have you been to one?
Yeah, they're scary.
Bro, I don't like scary haunted houses. Nothing like that.
You don't?
Like
okay, so the people at Worlds of Fun, they're not supposed to touch you, right?
As long as they don't touch me, I'm
all
right.
No,
they touched all over me, and I was like, "You stop touching me!" And they were just started laughing. They ran away.
I would have sued them, bro. Like, hey. Try to touch me.
Which is the haunted house that has the chainsaw with like
Edge of Hell?
Oh, I think that's the one.
God. With the snake, with the giant snake.
Don't they have a dude that like really eats rats?
I'm scared.
I see somebody eating rats at a haunted house, I'm probably gonna sue somebody.
Well, I wanna know, where's PETA? PETA should be there.
I would cause a big scene if I saw somebody eating rats. I'd be like, all right, everybody, turn these fucking lights on. Hey, I want to go back to the front where I was walking from.
I want a refund now.
Yes.
They even have a haunted house here where like they, it's like multiple levels. Maybe it might be the Edge of Hell still.
Edge of Hell, the Beast.
But there's one of them.
Yes.
One of them has that giant snake with the anaconda.
Oh my God.
And you have to go through. have to crawl through fucking spaces.
I'm not crawling through anything.
Oh, no. That sounds like a horror movie where the black person dies. No, thanks.
No, I don't want to go to a haunted house and be in a horror movie. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
I was with Claire. I almost left
her. The worst I will do is go to the Halloween house at Words of Fun. That's all I will do.
The worst I would do is probably just watch a movie. I don't see myself. I'm not very daring. I'm not daring like that.
I watched It, too.
What's
it called?
It. I've heard a new It. It's not bad.
Yeah, I want to see the nigga in the sewer.
Yeah, they're like rehashing a lot of old movies.
Stephen King movies?
Oh. Stephen King. Well, so, you know, Rambo just came out with a new movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's going to be Rambo else. Last Blood. I was like, bro. Ooh.
Bro, being 27, man. As we get closer to 30, man, as I get closer to 30,
yeah,
my toleration for bullshit, I apologize for cussing on your
podcast. Go ahead, Ron. Yo, Ron.
My toleration for BS is just getting smaller and smaller.
Please and do smaller tell. Please.
Every day, man.
Bullshit as far as what? Please do tell,
it can be
sir.
Wasting time on dating apps. It can be wasting time with family, wasting time with friends. Like, I just don't want to tolerate BS. Like, I want to find an objective. Figure it out. Find your goal. Handle your business. Do what you got to do. And move on to the next day. You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste people's time. I don't want people to waste my time.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
That's fair enough.
I feel like I'm starting to turn that corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting to the point.
Like, yeah, like... I feel you, bro. I feel like we're grown enough now, man, to like... Like, if you got a girl coming to your place at... 3 in the morning and
bro,
you try
to feel like I'm at the point to where I'm not inviting you over. Like, why do I need to invite you over? Like, what are we? Like, if we for real, then cool. But if we're not, then I'm not inviting you over at all.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Don't let me get you naked and then you ask me, what are we? That's a crazy question. That's a crazy question, man. Like,
that has happened to you before?
Yeah. And I didn't know how to answer that because I was like, man. I was like, dude. No, we didn't even get to that point yet.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. She said, what are we? We are having sex.
But all I'm saying is our bottom line, bro, we getting older, man. Our mentality is going to start to change.
Yeah.
We're just going to start looking at things differently.
Do you have tolerance for like a young... I don't see you dating like a younger girl, Ron. Probably. Because she's going to think you're mean, bro. Ron's okay. Mean.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm such a brat. Yo, right. Well, hold on. Time out, bro. Why do young girls always pride themselves on that, bro? I hate that. I hate that, man. I know a girl that's like that, and she's cool. Don't get me wrong. But she's always telling me, I'm such a brat. LOL. I'm not going to say who.
And do you want to write a letter to Santa Claus, too? I'm sorry.
No. Because she, I'm sure she'll listen and she'll know. She knows who she is.
Oh, are you talking about?
Who?
I know I'm going to say the right name.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Go ahead. Say it. Just go ahead.
Am I right so far?
Give me initials.
Yeah.
Ron, do you have a pen?
You don't want me, can I say this or not?
Put it on your phone first. Let me see.
It's up to the man.
No.
Oh,
no.
The other one. Marissa. Who cares?
No. No, it's not even her. No, oh. This is a girl that I was gonna deal with.
Oh, okay. That's the only two I can
think of. No, I was gonna say you wouldn't know, but
what?
Look, you wouldn't know. No, you wouldn't know this one. But she said to me the other day, she said, because she said something to me, and I was just like, whatever. And she's like, LOL, I'm such a brat. I'm such a brat. I'm like, why you, like, why, that's not,
oh.
Like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You're the one. No, damn. You were like, oh, you're done guessing for the night.
Three strikes and you're out.
No, Jock's had like 80.
Hey, if this was a game show, Jock would have lost already.
Who is it?
I'll show you when the podcast is over. I think, bro, I showed you last. No, was it you I showed? Or no, maybe it was
this
Ron.
Was a game show and you lost all the money. I'm sorry. Right.
And, yo, Drew Carey.
Go back to work in that McDonald's.
Alex account. Trebek. Alex Trebek would have came up and been like, yeah, you gotta get out of here, playboy. No, man. I don't think Ron would ever mess with like a younger girl.
Quarterbacks, bro, suck.
I just don't want my time wasted, man. Is that all to ask? Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah, in 2019, I think so.
I do
yeah.
not want my time wasted.
It is, man, because guess
look,
what?
Look, dog, okay, 24 hours in a day, right?
Yep.
We work 8 hours out a day, right?
Oh, I work about 13, but yeah.
Okay, well, I get up at like what? Okay, I'm gone 10, 11 hours out a day between running, working out, work.
Yeah.
So the rest of my time, I don't want it wasted. You know what I mean?
Yes, bro.
And then we got to sleep 8 hours a day. Is that what we're expected to sleep 8 hours out of the day? Sometimes I don't get eight. I don't even get 8 hours. I don't know about you.
I get about, on average, bro, I get about six. Six to five.
That's what I'm saying, like, five to six. Like, I don't want my time wasted. You don't want your time wasted. You don't want your time wasted.
Nope.
Damn.
Sometimes I feel like
is that too much to ask for, man?
You want your time wasted?
No, but I fucking...
Dang. Life is way too short for it to be wasted, bro. Time is a terrible thing to waste, man.
That's what they say. That's what they say, man. But I think
absolutely it's a terrible thing to waste.
I think it's a choice if you want
your time. Would you rather waste a dollar or waste 10 minutes of your time?
Man, because time is money. So
would you rather waste a dollar or waste 10 minutes of your time?
Bro, time is money. So depends
either way,
on depends.
I don't know, a dollar, I guess.
Would you rather waste $10 or waste 10 minutes of your time? Would you rather,
Ron,
would you rather waste an hour or waste $100?
That they go hand in hand because it took you an hour. If it takes you an hour or hours to make $100, if it takes you an hour to make that, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to waste the other person's time as much as I don't want them to waste my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it kind of goes. It goes like, how do I put this? Like, okay. Prime example. I got man. Oh, this kind of like got me. Like, okay, this girl I used to mess with back in the day, right? I asked her. I told her I was gonna be in a certain area that she was gonna be in. She said, "Oh, cool." I said, "Yo, we should link up. Let's hang out." And she seemed like she was for it, but I didn't have her number anymore. So I was just like, "Hey." I was like, is your number still the same? She said, yep. So I said, you said that with a little too much assertiveness. So I was like, I went through my phone and I literally took the time, and this is going to sound dumb, but I just made up a number and I saved it. Screenshotted it. I said, is this still your number? She goes, yep. I said, really? So either I'm that good or this really isn't your number. And it wasn't her number. So I went to Facebook. Found her real number, wasn't her, and I was like, this is your number. So, but I never confronted her. I just said, that's interesting. So, why, if you don't rock with me, why take the time to say, yep? Like, but then again, you have women who say, well, maybe guys don't know how to take rejection. They're crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that. But if you don't rock with me, don't even talk to me. Don't talk to me. Leave me alone. Like, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, you can ignore me.
Makes it easier. But I don't think that women like to do that, man. And if you're listening, like I said, if you're a woman with an opposing view with what I'm saying, I would love to have you on the podcast. I would love to have you on. True or false?
Invitation.
Yeah. Invite only. Invite only, though. If you're somebody whose opinion I don't care about, then no thanks. Baker Mayfield just got sacked.
Hey, they trash, bro.
He's fucking trash, bro.
Hey, I seen this article that said he is just a sober Johnny Manziel.
Ooh, that hurts.
Baker Mayfield is just a sober Johnny Manziel.
That hurts. And Clay Matthews is out there kicking his ass.
In a way, they're kind of right, though.
Yes.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But, like, look, it makes no sense. But you know what? Guys do that, too, man. I think that women like to have, and I know guys that kind of sort of do that, to where, like, you leave a glimmer of hope to keep them around to see so they can be curious about whatever's going on. So they can kind of have a rotation of dudes. They make themselves feel good. Like, you know, I imagine some women do that. I imagine some guys do that. Like,
if you ever put me in a rotation, bitch, I swear.
Oh, rotation. This is not JV basketball. This is not JV basketball.
This is not the fucking shitty player, like the 3-1.
Yeah.
Absolutely not, bro. We are too old for rotation, bro.
Well, you know what? No, we're not.
Do you not feel like you're too old? I'm too old for rotation.
No. I'm talking like, okay. Which brings the question to this, though.
I don't not want to be on a rotation.
Well, okay, so this brings the question.
We have practice every day.
Talking, right? So talking versus dating. Again, we're back on that. We had Martell here last time. So Martell gave his soliloquy of what he thought that was.
Shout out to Martell.
Shout out to Marty Marr, a.k.a. the Black Canadian. So I want to know. I want to know. Oh, shout out to Lex, too. He's out there in Canada, too, man.
Canada.
So, again, that like you, because can you date or talk to multiple people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Like, actively dating means, like, you're dating more than one person. But people can't seem to wrap their mind around that concept whenever I explain it. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a rotation. But I think it's okay to let somebody know. Like, yeah. Or at least let them know. Because, like, then they know. So, like, imagine that. Like, if you're a girl or you got a female and she's talking to multiple dudes, she's bringing all these dudes in. Like, imagine if she told all these guys, hey, you're not the only one. Then guess what? The rotation stops. Or unless they're a simp and they go, you know what? I'll still drink your bathwater. So,
bro, I go into every one of those circumstances knowing that I'm probably going to have to compete with some clown.
Yeah, yeah.
Always know that. You're going to have to compete with some clown that you don't know.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
You always going to have to compete.
Yeah, like for real. Like, I'm not 100% invested in like.
Whether it's some dude who's a millionaire or some dude who just a straight clown, don't live, you know what I'm saying? Just doesn't do anything with their lives, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're always going to have to compete. That's how I look at it.
Oh, yeah, 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 or, yeah.
It's a competitive
world.
Drug dealer, exactly, bro.
Yeah, drug dealers get the most love these days, don't they?
Drug dealers, bro.
Man, I should be like, a drug dealer, man.
Yeah, sure.
I should sell Adderall, bro. Yeah.
Drug dealers get the most love, and abusers get the most love.
Whoa!
I'm not just talking about physical. I'm not talking about verbal. Just straight abusers get the most love. So could you imagine if he was a straight asshole to
Punishers.
Any different, just any girl, think about it. What if he was just a straight asshole to her?
Okay, so,
Would you have been better off with her? Would she have treated you differently?
So let me explain my theory on that. When guys say, nice guys finish last. That is very true. That is true. However, whenever you say that women like assholes, let me just say this. You could have, if a guy could be an asshole to a female, bro, if it's a guy that is like the object of her desire or somebody that she lusts for. Now, you could be a guy like, let's say, I'm trying to think of a lame person.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
I thought you said I
was about to say.
You about to list somebody that we know, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's not do that. Okay. Okay.
Pouring them out.
Oh, use a lame looking boy. Lame looking boy. Man, you ain't got no game looking boy. But if you're somebody who maybe isn't the object of their desire, like, then like, obviously you don't get those. It's like a rite to passage, like a privilege. Privilege to talk to a woman crazy. Or to say things crazy. So if you told a woman, like, hey, yo, like, you know, if you try to act, if you have nice guys who have been walked over, they get upset because they've been taken advantage of by a woman. They take them out to dinner and stuff like that. Then they think, well, I'm going to just be an asshole and then it's going to fix it. No, like, she's just going to go, no, like, she'll look at you and go, you know, you're not fine enough to, like, for me to put up with that. So then she's just going to let that dude go. So, like, if that makes sense.
And we got INT. But go ahead, bro.
No, I was just saying, like, if that makes sense, man. Like, yeah. I had a girl tell me that. Because I asked her, so you're with this guy or whatever, like, but he's mean to you all the time. But you keep going back. But, like, you have guys. She's like, I've had guys who, like, who've treated me nice and things like that. But, like, whenever they try to go. And a girl, I feel like a female knows a nice guy, like a natural nice guy. But when he tries to buck up and do all that, like, she can see through that. So when he starts talking crazy, and like, maybe she's a guy, you know, maybe once every blue moon, you have a guy who may get into that rotation with that girl, where she's like, I'm gonna give him a chance just because I want to see what's different. Well, then it's like, nah, but you're not, like, maybe she's not with him for his looks. Maybe it's just because, like, he's good conversation. She might throw him some ass from time to time. It's not the same as what she's giving the other dude that she really likes.
Yeah,
but I just kind of feel like that's my stance on that. I don't think it matters, because when you say, oh, they're like assholes, yeah, they're like assholes that they're attracted to, not just yeah, Billy from up the street. You know,
I see your boyfriend put you in an armbar, but you still love him.
Yeah, bro. Look, bro, and then, like we can't explain that, man.
Absolutely.
But then it's like, and it's never an even playing field in the dating game, man. Either you got it. In some cases, either you got it or you don't. And if you're chasing tens constantly, and it's not working out. Well, then maybe like go down to a 9, 8, 7. You can always shoot for the stars, but there's no limit to how far you can shoot. But then think about it like this, bro. I was listening to this dude named C Boogie, man. Like, even if you get the woman who's a 10, bro, like, what now? Like, what now? Are you going to put up with all that, bro? Like,
hell no.
Dude, I would hope not.
You're going to go out, and then everybody's going to be looking at it.
Yeah, like, so then it's
gonna
like,
you're going to be looking left and right, like.
Yeah, like, then what? Like, then what, yes. what are you gonna do? You know? Like, her standards, like, she could leave you.
Yeah.
But if you're putting her on a pedestal, and she's just like, you're just like, oh, this is my pride and joy. Even if you give her kids, you provide a, bro, I know a married woman, I shit you not. I know a married woman who literally told me, and I'm gonna leave her nameless. She literally told me, bro.
Just say it.
No, I'm not. Jack, you're horrible at peer pressure. This dude tried to peer pressure me the other day.
Really?
And ended talking.
What did I say?
Did that the other day. Today, out of talking me out of what I had to get some things. I was like, no, man, just stay here. Just do it later, man. You're worse than the Everest College guy. Come on, man. Get off the couch, man. What you doing, man?
Yeah, I was like, it's closed, bro.
It's closed, man. It's closed. So, she literally told me, bro, that, like, her husband was everything. Like, he does everything. Like, he's a good provider for the family. Granted, I'm not hating on her, but I was like, when she told me, I said, yo, it makes sense. Husband's a good provider, but he doesn't, like, provide her needs sexually, bro. So she's telling me, like...
Well, game over.
Right. So now she's in a marriage, bro, that she's basically stuck.
You sexed her, bro.
No, I did not.
Wow.
No, she's just... She opened up and told me these things.
So you used that...
She wanted to open up to you, like, open up her legs.
But so you...
Well, I didn't close them. Because, I mean, I'm not...
Did you use that as a way of an... Like, I don't know. As a means of it, having an advantage.
Advantage of like what?
Like to get leverage on her.
No. These are things that she told. I'm not gonna like save it and then send it to her husband. I like, no, nah, man. Like, but it was just interesting to hear that, bro. That like, even though he's doing everything, he's probably working 70, 80 hours a week, bro. She already has a kid, and that's not enough, bro.
I know what you're talking about.
You know who? I want to bet $1,000 you don't know.
My bad. Keep going. I do know.
I mean, it don't matter who we talking about.
No, that's not who it is.
But I get your point.
I know who you think it is. I'll show you the messages, but I promise you it's not.
I get your point.
This guy.
Why do we got to hear about it? Why do we got to hear about all these troubles, right?
Well, I don't mind hearing the troubles.
But then again, it's like, you're not doing anything about it.
This guy, Jock. Talks to one Haitian woman, and all of a sudden he's Sherlock Holmes.
which is my aunt.
She's beautiful. You're cool.
I would never use that as leverage.
She got to work on her English, honestly. That's what I think.
Jock could help her with that.
Bro, she speaks fine.
She's working on it. She's only been here for a few years, though.
Jock could help her with that, man. Jock's going to have an ABC book.
That's all good, bro. I'm glad y'all was able to experience different cultures.
Hell yeah, bro.
But yeah, I was like
sketching the vibe.
Same sketching the vibe.
It's just amazing to see like all that go down. It's just like, wow. So you can be like the perfect trophy husband and it doesn't work out. Now I'm not like discouraging anybody to not get married. Every marriage is different, but yo, that could happen to anybody, man.
What do you mean every marriage is different?
Like why people get married. She got married for a certain reason. Like I think she got married because like they she was pregnant. No. I can't remember why she said she got married, but she said she got married for like a certain reason. And then also what killed me was when she said, I'm getting married. The reason why I want somebody to he just happened to love me more than I loved him. And I'm like, wow.
What?
Like, dude, like, and again, I'm not trying to go in on her, but it's just fascinating to see like, yo, you could be, I feel like you don't have to focus on being the perfect guy for her. You just got to be focused on being what's perfect to yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you focus on being perfect for like, or any relationship, if, or woman or man. Like, if you focus on being who you're, if you focus on who you're supposed to be or who you think you're supposed to be for that person, you lose yourself.
Yeah.
That's why when they leave, they take that part of you with them. And then you're lost.
Do not invest yourself into them, bro.
Like,
maintain yourself, maintain your integrity, maintain your personality, man. Like, stay true to yourself.
Oh, hey, you might want to take back those Johnny Manziel statements, whoever said that.
Bro, I didn't say it.
They
need to take
it.
I agreed.
He's putting up a good drive right now.
That's what I'm saying. You think
they watch him throw a pick in the end zone. Like, all right, it's back on.
Yeah, fucking fumble. Right,
but no, man. Like, I just thought that was fascinating. That, like, despite all that, you're a good dude. Like, and all it comes down to, man, is just like that.
Bro, how far can being a good dude get you?
This far. I just moved my foot an inch.
Yeah. Hey, facts.
Well, okay. Facts. But again, just like, about it. But I don't think it's about necessarily good or being a good guy or a bad guy. You just gotta be you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to be you and keep it authentic. First of all, you're faking if you're already, if you haven't, okay, you meet a girl for the first time, bro. If you know that you have the means of, like, trying to sleep with her, why fake that? Like, why act like you're not trying to do that?
Yeah.
Why act like that you're an upstanding dude? Like, there's nothing wrong with being attracted. That's what we're supposed to do, like, as humans. You know what I mean? Like, we're mammals.
Bro. Absolutely.
When have you ever seen a lion hang out with a lioness? And the lioness, and they're not trying to, like... I've never seen a lioness friend zone a lion before.
Facts.
I've never seen a dolphin friend zone a dolphin.
Facts.
But, like, we're friendships don't exist in animal kingdoms. I guess where I'm getting at, bro.
Bitch. Yeah, man, I'm not trying to be your friend.
Like,
bro, we are the superior species on the planet, right? But we over here doing the stuff that you was talking about. Don't get me wrong,
there's nothing. I have a lot of female friends, bro. Well, I had a lot of female friends. I think I'm down to like maybe one or two. But, well, no. Like, I got a couple more that I talk to on a daily basis that are attractive. But, like, it's strictly plutonic. There's just something about them, even though they're gorgeous. Like, they're not my kind of, you know, not necessarily they're ugly, but I'm not drawn to them to, like, want to sleep with them. Because, like, you don't want to do that. But at the same time, though, if there is a woman, you'd be wasting your time if there's a woman that you're interested in and she tries to friend zone you and you accept that. Vice versa. If a woman's friends with a dude and she's attracted to...
I've been through that.
Yeah. Like,
I've been through that, bro.
If a woman's attracted to a dude...
I've fallen into the friend zone pillow talking trap. I'm like, well, damn.
Yeah, like, so you go from, she comes up at 3 a.m., you're lighting candles, you think you're about to...
She says, what's up, bro?
Oh, my God.
What's up, candle? When she hits you with the what's up, bro, it's like, oh, man.
You got, you invite her over, you have your lights out in your room, you have candles lit, and she opens the door, and she's like, what's up, bro? And she blows out the candles.
Oh, she goes, huh, do you have a hot date? Yeah, it's supposed to be you.
Like, oh, you're so funny.
You're hilarious.
My guy. My guy. Girl calling my guy.
Listen, she says my guy, bro. SpongeBob, I'm out.
I tell you have to get the hell out of my apartment.
All right, I'm gonna head out. But you live here.
There's a food on the there's food in the fridge. It's supposed to be for our date. But yeah, man. I think we've covered a sequence of things, but. That's kind of sort of what I wanted to delve deep into. So Ron's had some, he sent me some jaded texts where I'm like, yo, like Ron's in a dark place. But obviously he's not. But like, it's just like, we got to know, you got to know your worth.
Dark place, fuck. I don't know what dark place is for me.
Yeah, you would never know as long as you have Haitian food, bro. I promise you.
Man, bro, I grew up on that, man. It ain't all that. It's good.
And all that. Wow, dude. I'd rather have that than like Chipotle.
I'm glad y'all, bro. I don't even know why you didn't finish that, bro.
Me?
It's like, it's still like any other food. You can't leave it forever. It's
you know what I want to try?
Me? So bro, you need to eat it before. Don't wait till next week and be like, oh man, it's nasty.
Me?
You need to finish it,
bro. I'm gonna eat that tonight.
It's fire, bro.
I ate so much today.
Did you
I
like
two
food,
big
bro?
Plates.
Did y'all like the food? Y'all like the culture? Yes, y'all like the
bro. Love the culture. The music was good. Love the
y'all mean my family. My dad is
100%.
My dad is all about showing out.
He had that button.
He's fresh, bro.
Down to like to his. Like his middle
my dad
of his
wants
chest.
To show out every opportunity.
Does he show off your mom? Is he just like, this is my wife?
I'm sure he does. and he will literally talk your ear off. And I'm
complete, what was he talking to us about? About opposite. Like, what was he saying about, like, about
being in the hood and shit?
He says, like, we bring them out the hood.
Yeah,
they come here, they sprinkle that, and then we put them down. Yeah.
What? I'm like, that's funny.
Did you see me rolling my eyes? I'm like, whatever.
He was like, we need more out here. We need more out here.
That's the thing. I'm the complete opposite from my father, bro. Because he will literally talk your ear off, and he will tell you all about himself.
Shit, me, Ron, you'll never hear a peep from Ron.
Yeah.
People, I remember like whenever I first introduced people to Ron, like just being out, like they were wondering like, oh, we can't get him to talk. I was like, believe me, Ron will talk. Like, you just got, you, I was like, he just, you just
gotta be
like,
in my element.
Yeah, you just gotta get him in his element, man. Like, Joe, shout out to Joe Henry. I'm not sure where Joe's at.
Shout out to Joe, man. I miss you, dog.
Yeah, we miss you, man. We'll have to go out there. He's out there at the plaza somewhere.
He probably in the condo next to Travis Kelce.
Did he have a baby?
Yep.
I thought so.
Oh, Baker Mayfield.
I told you he was shitty. That's what I've been saying this whole day.
Baker Mayfield.
Look at him.
I wish he would have thrown that to Marcus Peters, dude. Bro. Look at him like, bro, did I just do that? Yes, you did.
Baker Mayfield. Hey, guess what? The Cleveland Browns are also 1-2, just like the fucking Eagles.
Where's Tyrod Taylor when you need him?
Where is Tyrod Taylor?
With the Chargers, who also lost today. Damn, man.
Why did he throw that?
Yo, not smart. You know, and you know what's funny? Cleveland really thinks that they found themselves their franchise quarterback. I think that's hilarious. I hope. Listen, I hope.
One?
You think he'll be out within the next two, 3 years?
They'll give him. I'm not saying. I don't think he sucks, man. I just think that the hype around him.
He's a sober Johnny Manziel. That's a. He is a sober Johnny Manziel. That's all he is.
You got all this talent, bro. You mean to tell me that you can't win, man? Look, the Rams aren't all that special, bro.
You know, Dad Castle. He's Sad Castle. He's
Sad Castle. You know, you know.
Bro, take his ass home. Dad Castle.
Who, Sad Castle. That's a name we haven't heard in such a long time.
Oh. You know Dad Castle from.
Oil changes. Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State was, bro. I used to want it back when I was. I think I just graduated high school and it came on. I'm like,
what was the quarterback name? The black dude?
Alex Moran.
No.
Oh, Radon Randall.
That dude.
And it was crazy as hell, bro.
That was a. Yeah. I'm gonna look at Odell. Look at Odell. Odell. I could tell Odell wants to go in there and do some ballerina dances or something.
Hey, y'all want to shoot for my next commercial?
I'm telling you, man.
Why is he wearing them watches? The $200,000 watches.
So because he needs to know what time it is when they lose. Because
they're paying him too, and they're paying his fine as well. I would do it. Bro, you're paying me like a lot of money to wear it.
I'm sure he's endorsed.
And you're going to pay the fine for it too, so you're losing no money. You're gaining money.
We've talked ourselves into 52 minutes, fellas.
All right, so, bro, you got to experience some Haitian culture. You got to experience Haitian culture.
I'll never go back. I'm never going back.
What do you think, bro? You like the food? You like the food? Did you try to?
I tried everything but the potato salad. You like the rice? Rice was dope. Rice was dope.
Beans, chicken?
Yeah.
I love the food,
like
bro.
The ribs, everything.
I love it.
I wish your mom made more plantains, bro. Like, I'm not.
My mom told me it's the first time she's like made a whole bunch of food and it was all gone.
Really?
Yeah. Usually, whenever she makes a lot of food, there's a lot of leftovers.
Bro, there was not any leftovers.
Because she makes a lot of food.
Well, next time,
that's one thing about Haitians. When we cook, we cook.
Well, three big ass
places. If you ever go to a Haitian's house, like, there is no such thing as you're not eating. Like, you will eat or you will die.
I'm like, oh, no, thanks, Miss Axonville. I'm like,
look at that voodoo.
You're going to eat.
No, it's just how we are, bro. Like, when we cook for everybody. It's just Haitian culture.
Well, next time, listen, if she's ever making plantains, chicken, any of that, let her bring
it. And we cook with the intention of having people take food home so they can feed their people.
Oh, man. Yes, bro.
So,
dude.
It's all good, man.
That, oh,
yeah,
that's, man.
The food was like. A1, bro.
Yeah. And you got to meet my uncle, crazy ass.
Bro, he's not crazy.
No, he cool, man. Shout out to Fritz, man. He good, man. That's my uncle right there.
He's not crazy, bro. He's funny.
Ride or die, dude, man.
So Luce's mom was like dancing.
Yeah. She's, we wild too. We can get wild too.
She's like, oh!
Hey, yeah. When that Caribbean vibe hit, bro.
Yeah, man.
We can't turn it down, man.
Yeah, man. Jock's about to change his whole accent.
We Caribbeans,
now.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
His dialect and nomenclature is just gonna be.
I'm about to start talking like Drake.
For real. Drake has like the most annoying accent. Like, he's trying too hard, fake, man. And I like Drake. I love Drake, man. But dude, damn, dude, we really did a whole podcast and made it about just like life experiences once again. I mean, this was supposed to celebrate Ron, bro. Man. I mean, but did we talk about everything that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, we good, dog. Talk about everything, man.
Like, Doc, did we cover anything that you wanted to talk about?
I didn't really have anything specific.
So bro, what I wanted to get across is, bro, what you were talking about, go where you're celebrated, bro. That tonight, or this afternoon, it hit me hard. I'm like, dang, this is what I'm talking about.
It makes life so much easier, man.
Your friends, your family, your people who rock with you is the people who you need to worry about.
Yeah, shout out to you, Kevin. We still rock with you even though you never show up anywhere
I found myself worrying about, dang, man, why don't they like me? Why don't he don't like me? Why don't she like me?
You really? You really worried about that?
You know what I mean? Like, at times I'm like, dang, bro, why don't they like me at this spot? I'm like,
hell no, bro. You don't need to
worry about that. Who cares, bro? Like,
I don't give a fuck if nobody likes
me. Yeah, bro. I think, nothing in the outside world matters,
that's
man.
That's why it hit home. I'm like, damn. This is what they're talking about.
We're going to do it on the next podcast. Hold up. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Hey, yo. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Hey, yo. Check.
Hey.
Check. Check. Jock with the to-go plate. Jock's got it. What's that pink stuff? Is that the, that's the potato salad. I never got any of that, man. Yo.
I'm going to tell you, this is pretty good.
That's what I heard. But you need to tell the listeners because I need you to speak up. I need Ron to speak up tonight, too, because it's his birthday, man.
Yeah, this Haitian food is A1, bro.
That's what I asked. It's not the only thing that's A1, though. I mean.
What do you mean? What?
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to say anything else besides that.
Hey, bro, hey, your daughter was chomping on that chicken, bro. She loved it. She was like, walking around like, wow. She ate the bone, and she's like, I don't like this. I'm like,
oh. She got to. Did she get to the grizzle? No,
yeah, she's like, I don't like this part. I was like, don't eat it,
dude. Don't eat the bone.
Oh, yo. So right now, like I said, we're live, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're live.
Like, we are live.
Are you about to play the Sunday night football game? I heard the Rams are playing like trash right now.
I was just watching.
I got in the background.
Yes. Yeah, they said the Rams are playing like trash.
Move this closer, bro.
Closer to straight. Oh, yeah. Oh, see this? Oh, yeah. Ron, now it's closer to you so the people can hear you now. People have been dying to hear what you've been
doing. I want y'all to hear me well.
Look at that picture.
Yo, who is that?
Nigga, my brother is fucking stupid.
That's funny.
Yo, that looks like a face that Dex would make, too.
Bro, you saw Dexter yesterday. You saw what he was on.
Bro, what was he on? I don't know.
Is Dexter being Dexter?
I didn't know he was that persnickety, dude. I don't know.
He got me, bro. That choreography y'all had, man.
I wish I could see that through your eyes. I didn't realize that, like,
he was... I turn around, I'm like, oh, wait, okay.
You two dancing?
No, like, I guess...
I don't even know how to explain it.
We were walking in unison, but, like, I kind of, like, started, like, putting a pep in my step. So then he put a pep in his step as well. Oh, my... Oh, look at this. I think we got Trash. Ourselves a game, guys. We got ourselves a game here. I'm going to watch the highlights through this game tonight, though.
Give me the damn tablet.
Jared Goff, man, let me tell you. So, Jock, well, first off, I was going to have Ron do the intro, but I don't think he'll do it. So, what we got here? Jock's got himself some potato salad.
Yeah, some chicken. I ate that chicken, the plantains, the rice, the mac and cheese, bro.
Wow. How's the mac and cheese taste?
A1, bro.
A1, okay, all right. Now, I have something to look forward to, man. Like I said, I'm not going to
eat it. Oh, you didn't eat it?
No. I brought my mama to go play it, though.
She ate it?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know if she ate it yet. So I went down to KU Med to, like, drop it off to her. I'm, like, parking in the, the drop-off. So the dude looked at me like, I looked like I was picking up a patient. But when I got out with a foil plate, he's just like,
oh. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, basically. Oh, I didn't know Clay Matthews played
for him. I just said that to Mike.
I keep forgetting about that. What's Mike Jones doing? Is he eating more nacho fries?
He's just watching his son. He's just chilling.
Is he feeding his son nacho fries?
That was funny as shit, bro.
Ron came in clutch with the flavored water. Bro. Hey!
Swag.
Got the orange splash. This is your night, Ron.
You said what?
This is your night.
Oh, is it?
tastes so good when it's cold, man.
Oh, damn.
All right, cool. I wasn't expecting this.
Oh, you didn't think the orange? Yeah, so it comes in lemon, orange, and I think grape.
Oh, let's eat.
Yeah, look at this. Like, when you're eating that Haitian food.
I'm gonna talk. I'm just eating this.
Tell me more about that Haitian food, bro. What are your thoughts about the Haitian food?
Well, first off, Ron, what you got there? Oh, you got more brews?
Bro, it's flavorful. It's A1.
Yeah. Oh, man. First off, let me just say this. I hope I didn't offend anyone in your family by mentioning that anything Jamaican. I think I said bomba clot, and your aunt went crazy.
Yeah, bro.
She was like, what? Hey. What did you say?
Hey, I
was
like, oh. That's a whole different country, whole different culture, whole different
man, look.
Everything, bro.
Man, look. Okay, so...
But it's okay. A lot of people think when I tell them I'm Haitian, they be like, "Oh, bumble clot."
Bumble. First of all,
like, yeah, man. Like,
first of all, they say bumble
what
clot.
What do you say? How about a bumble clot your face? Dude, I'm just playing, but nah, bro. We a whole different culture, whole different everything, man.
So
it's all good,
the Haitian food is good.
Don't get it twisted, bro.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, as you're twisting your hair.
No pun intended.
Yes, no, pun intended. I'm going to twist you.
Bullshit.
Swag. Yo, Ron is tipsy right now.
Hey, you guys good, bro? Straight?
Yeah, no, we're good, man. We're just waiting on you, man.
My bad, bro. I got to put this up. I don't want
to get cold. We're just waiting on you, man. This is probably going to go on the bloopers, to be honest. I'm going to put this at the end of the episode. Yeah, it's going to go on the end of the episode, man.
Oh, bro.
That's what I'm going to do.